Hello and welcome to my quest guide. That's a RuneScape thing. But this is the Big J and BB show.
Mike just say none of our listeners would get that. Mike's like number one.
Oh yeah, Mike listens to this, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Metal Mike, that's right! Dude, it's been a long fucking week and it's only Wednesday. There you go. I am Joey Real Talk Catrano.
I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And this is the podcast.
This is the Big J and BB show, bringing you another one. You're listening to us. Live. Actually, it's pre-recorded on a variety of podcast platforms, including, but not, nope.
Well, and limited to.
I was trying to think of that. I was like, how do I say this? Apple Podcasts, which you can listen to with your AirPods. Am I right, Joey?
Yeah.
Okay, and your Spotify, Stitcher, and a few other platforms. You can find us on Facebook.com/BigJandBBShow, and on Twitter at Big J and BB Show, especially with football and everything ramping up. Make sure you guys tweet at us, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we got that draft coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you about that after the podcast so we can pick a date.
We have to discuss that.
I have a date, but let's talk later. Thanks.
Back to you, Joey, with the news.
Thanks, man. No, back to you.
Thanks.
All right, cool. All right, to get things started, this is a gaming movie podcast, so buckle
up. At this point, it's just our podcast.
It's
just what we do.
The podcast.
Yeah, the
or the, whatever you're feeling. Spelled the same, pronounced differently. Cuphead is an intense game. I know.
I feel like I get so mad.
Yeah, I watch it, I'm like, nah.
But on the Switch, I might do it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more like, I don't know. Maybe on the Switch, I'm like, ha ha ha, I'm on the Switch.
And then you're probably like, ha ha, this game is fucking difficult.
Ha ha, fuck. Yeah. Now I need another version of it. I
could do. Well, you get an animated series.
That's okay.
It's coming to Netflix.
Yeah, why not?
Called The Cuphead Show.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
See what happens. The Ghostbusters video game remastered will be available exclusively at your local GameStop. At any GameStop, but probably your local one.
Are you going to jump into the GameStop stuff now?
I don't know. I'm going to see what they do. But to be honest with you, I think I discussed a couple times, I'm at the phase of my life where I'm not into buying games constantly.
When I asked, are you going to jump into the GameStop stuff, I meant the other news on the podcast that was about GameStop.
Oh, I thought you meant like GameStop. Like, are you just going to jump into with
no,
everything?
No, because of Ghostbusters.
I was going to say, I'm like, Ryan, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm really not that interested. I'm going to try to put it politely. But no. Yeah, I mean, GameStop does have a lot going on. So,
well, they're losing a lot of money.
I mean, they're constantly, because their platform's not great, but they are trying to revamp their platform and their image and what they're doing. And they're jumping on the train of doing more local tournaments and stuff.
You know how I took this? All this news. So they want to focus a lot on certain stores, focus on the local esports scene. They want certain stores to, like, you'd be, when they say that, they want you to be able to not just play the games there, but come watch it and stuff like that too, right? And they want to focus on reselling, like, a lot of nostalgic games, right? Retro. That's cool. That's probably what you should be fucking doing anyway. Because, I'm not going to lie to you, we say this every time, I say it, the physical era is dying when it comes to the video games, CDs, all that shit. It's dying.
But didn't we just buy a physical copy of Ultimate Alliance?
We did, because the Switch is the only thing that I will buy physical, because I don't like buying them digitally. It takes too much space. Anyway, regardless, when I look at GameStop and what they're doing, do you, some of you nerds, fellow nerds, might have gaming goats or gaming places around you where you play board games, card games, whatever. That's what GameStop is trying to do for the video game community. And I'm all for that. We don't have that. So that's fucking cool.
The way I look at that is every single GameStop I've been to, and I've been to quite a few, not even just in Illinois, just Florida, North Carolina, Indiana, Michigan, like all over, well, not all over, but multiple states.
Yeah, different states, yeah.
They are extremely tiny. Where are you going to put it?
Okay.
There's no way you could be at a GameStop. It's going to be a separate environment. Or do you cut half your store? Do you need that entire store? And even then, like I said, 9 out of 10 GameStops that I've been to,
well, it's not every GameStop
are extremely
either.
Tiny.
Yeah, it's not every GameStop that's going to do it. They're going to focus on certain ones in the area that they want to do it in. I do agree with you, like, everyone I've been to is pretty fucking small. But I just like the idea of it. I like the concept. I think that that's a good thing for them to do because, like I said, you have all these places. You can find it anywhere in your local town. I mean, if you're in a big city, it might be a little harder. But in a local town, you can find places where people go and play fucking Warhammer, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, fucking board games. Doesn't matter, right? Why don't you have that for video games? And I think the GameStop would be the perfect thing for them to be like, yo, yeah, let's fucking do this. Come play video games here with your friends. You want to have Smash Bros. Tournaments here? Well, we're going to fucking host local Smash Bros. Tournaments. We're going to host Madden tournaments or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, if they need commentators, the Big J and BB show is always down to commentate.
Dude, hire us. I know you guys are kind of losing some money, but...
We'll do it for a cheap price. 100 grand each. Oh, no big deal.
Oh, my God.
100 grand in video games, Ryan. I don't need the money.
Oh, I kind of would like the money.
Let's go to the video games anyway. What does it matter? True. But yeah, no, I mean, that'd be good for them. We'll see if they do it. I'd be down to go to some Smash tournaments, so see what happens. And Nintendo Switch announces their Switch Lite, which is coming September 20th. It will be coming in the following colors: yellow, gray, and turquoise.
How many of those can I see, Joey?
Probably one.
Bingo.
Because I'd imagine yellow and turquoise are kind of...
Yellow's good. I can see that.
Yellow's okay for you?
Yeah, turquoise is weird. I thought it was green.
I mean, it is. It's a blue-green.
Okay. It looks... I don't know.
I mean, it's more blue, but yeah.
Whatever.
And then gray, like a dog.
Oh, obviously, I can see gray, yeah.
It's like, oh my God, is it black or is it gray? Because it's like, I'm colorblind. I don't know, when people think colorblind, they think, like, you just can't see colors.
Yeah, I've
just see them differently.
I've experienced that. I've dated people that thought I was a dog.
Yeah, well, that's why I brought that up.
Thanks, appreciate that. Really good.
Then, also, they will be releasing special... I'm not even...
The legendary Pokemon.
The legendary Sword and Shield dogs, wolves, whatever. Now, this does not come with a dock, and it does not come with detachable Joy-Cons.
It has a better battery life. It's meant for, basically, on-the-go travel. That's what it's for. I understand what you're saying, what you're about to say. I get that. But, okay, Joey, you're not gonna purchase this, correct?
Just for the fact of why I already have one. I already have a portable Switch.
I agree. Yeah. I do as well. Now, where I say the market is for this is, one, Nintendo knows their markets. They know, hey, man, there's a lot of people that like the... Maybe they really like the DSs, but they weren't really sold on the Switch because they're like, why don't I gotta play it on my TV? Those people are weird. Sorry if that's you. But, no, here's a handheld version of it. Fuck it. Take it with you. It's got a better battery life, which is always nice. That's pretty cool. But I think it's really more for, it's a cheaper cost, and it's good for, maybe families that have kids or multiple kids, and you can get, like, each of them their own Switch or something, maybe, and then you don't have them that have to be touching your fucking Switch, because that's your goddamn Switch, you know what I mean?
Or, like, if, you know, you have the one family room TV, you want to play something, you want to watch something, your kid wants to play something, now fuck you, Tommy, go play the Switch.
Yeah.
Hand him the Switch, walk away.
Yeah.
If you don't own a Switch.
Yeah.
But if you have a little boy named Tommy, you might as well own a Switch, because Tommy deserves a Switch.
You're right.
Just but saying.
Also releasing a little bit, another version of it later, which is going to be bigger. Screen's going to be a little bit bigger. Yes. Is the Switch bigger? I think the screen's like maybe a little bit bigger, but the processor isn't better. Like, that, you're not going to get it. It's not going to fucking 1080p on your fucking screen. That's not happening. But that actually has the longest battery life. So, battery life goes big version, light, original Switch. That's how they're rolling it out here. But the Switch, hey man, we all know how many fucking versions of the DS there was.
Fuck. I bought almost every single one, so.
But not every version of the Switch.
There comes a point where you have to say no.
You're right, Joey. Enough's and I'm enough. Honestly so proud of you, because, God, Nintendo, man, they just really have a strong hold on
but
you.
But now when they release the bigger one that's a little bit better, I'd be like, I trade this bitch in.
Oh, no, if I get a version of the Switch that the screen's bigger, the resolution's better, and I don't need 4K on the docking platform, but I would like...
I mean, that's not Nintendo's 4K.
I would like 1080p on my handheld version, though.
Yeah, but see, for me, I can't tell the difference.
Okay.
Like, that doesn't bother me, because... I don't play Nintendo games for the graphics.
That's
if you're
true
playing
too.
Nintendo games for the graphics, honestly, go fuck yourself.
But you'd like a bigger screen, though.
I mean, for me, honestly, I I'm okay with
it. So what would be the version to get you to buy another Switch? What would they have to do?
To be honest, I don't know. Because I'm really satisfied with what I got at the moment.
Okay.
Maybe a couple years it'll change, but at the moment, I'm satisfied with what the Switch has. Mm-hmm. The screen isn't small. Sure, it could be a couple inches bigger, but, eh, it's fine. Yeah, I'm honestly okay with it.
Okay.
I might, the only reason I would buy the better version is just because it'd be slightly better. That'd be the only difference. But we'll see. We'll see. Amazon Game Studios announces they will be leading development on a new Lord of the Rings MMO RPG. The team is made up of Destiny, EverQuest, and WoW Veterinarians.
Veterans.
Wait, put vets.
Oh, yeah, vets. You saw veterinarians, you veterinarian. Piece of shit.
But yeah, no, that should be pretty cool because you have, well, I'll include Destiny, three of the heavy hitters for MMOs.
Why don't you tell me what, tell them what you said as you read the notes earlier to me? You're like, wow, that game's going to fucking suck.
Yeah. But no, it should be pretty cool. So,
I mean, Lord of the Rings is badass. So, I mean, maybe it could be something. It makes sense that Amazon wants to do this. They are working on the prequel series. Gives you something to release with your prequel series. There you go.
You could play Ned X Stark. That'd be cool.
Oh, dude, yeah, badass.
Never forget.
Never forget, dude. Eddard Stark, dude. Fuck yeah.
Edek Stark, yeah, not Nedek Stark.
Yeah, I just let you go.
Thanks. I don't watch it.
But, oh man. But, you know, yeah, you're right. They got some three heavy hitters, man. That's pretty cool. We'll see what happens with it. Obviously, this is just development. I don't know what the fuck's happening with it, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And now some disappointing news. Enix has no plans to bring Final Fantasy VII to any other console other than the PS4.
Fucked up.
So, fuck the Switch and fuck Xbox.
Specifically Xbox.
I would say specifically the Switch.
Oh.
You bring all your other Final Fantasies to the Switch, but you're like, hey, the one that everybody's hyped for? No. That's a PlayStation
thing. You think Sony had to cut a deal with Square Enix?
They must have. There's no doubt. Damn. Because they're probably like, hey, we give up Kingdom Hearts, so.
And that's why your PlayStation's there.
It is, but like, and that's why it will stay there.
But doesn't it suck? Because I remember, you could actually go back and listen to this, a couple of months ago, or like a month ago after E3, when you were like, I don't know if I can get these other games because Final Fantasy VII Remake's coming. Fuck! Now you're like, fuck them.
Yeah, now I'm just like, alright, now I can get other games.
Yeah.
Because well, now a lot of my time just got freed up.
Yeah, oh, like Animal Crossing comes out at the same time.
Yeah, so that's my selling point right there. Because I think that was one of my arguments. Yep. I'm like, well, Final Fantasy VII is fucking Final Fantasy VII.
Sorry, you can still play Final Fantasy X, Joey.
We're not getting into that. I'm still playing that. It's a good game. I have 22 hours in it. While playing Mario Rabbit Kingdoms. That's kind of all I'm doing at the moment. Hmm. Yeah. So, it's a grind fest, bro.
Bruh.
Mortal Kombat is making a movie. Yep. And it's going to be rated R.
You were surprised on that because you thought they all were, and they're not.
I mean, it's Mortal Kombat. Why would you not make a non-rated R
movie? And there's usually
movie?
No fatalities in them either.
Then it's like, what's the point of making a Mortal Kombat movie?
You're right. That's why they've always sucked. But now we're getting fatalities. It's rated R. I believe they already casted their Sub-Zero. Fuck yeah. Let's do it. I always like the Mortal Kombat stories, especially in the games. They're cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right, this is more of your field, the Madden stuff.
I got you, man. So Madden has an exclusive 99 overall club this year. It consists of 4 players. I had to count that out in my head. Couldn't remember. They were DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver out of the Houston Texans. I'm getting too ahead of myself. Aaron Donald, defensive end out of Los Angeles Rams. Yep. Bobby Wagner, middle linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks, and Khalil Mack, linebacker from my Chicago Bears. They are the 99 overalls. There's a few other ratings. Like, I think fucking, like, Aaron Rodgers is, like, in the low 90s. That's fucked up.
Ouch.
Trubisky's, like, 72. Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, whack. Drew Brees is low 90s. Are you fucking kidding me? Whack. Some of these ratings were really fucking bad.
Huh.
And I think at this point, the Madden rating people just do it because they know that'll get them fucking clicks on their stories. Because they'll be like, what the fuck?
Right.
That's why. Another thing, EA hooked us up with 10 hours of free gameplay. Usually you need the EA access to do that, but they did. They gave us the code without that. So, good guy, EA. I'm really glad Joey loves you guys so fucking much.
Yeah.
but I have actually played. I played the 10 hours. I bought the game then. Bought the... Not the standard edition, whatever's right above that. Bought that one so I can get it early. It actually doesn't come out until, like, a couple days from now. But I got it early. Been playing it. Been playing the... There's a mode where you can make a quarterback and you start, you're in college, you play like two college games. Then you have to go to camp and you get drafted and you're trying to like work your way up to be the starter. It's actually pretty cool. I've enjoyed that so far. That's a fun dynamic. But other than that, Madden is like, man, I wish that there was competition for EA Sports when it came to football games. They'd probably make better games or they'd be kicked out of the planet because they just... It's just little changes, you know? But I still buy them.
Cause I love it. So they don't need to change anything because it's working.
I know, man. It's Call of Duty all over again. I don't know. But overall, it's been pretty fun to play. It's nice just to do that when I'm just kind of bored and I just want to fuck around. And I don't want to do any, like, submersive single-player games, which I've been doing that too. Replaying The Witcher, so it's pretty fucking cool. But I'm trying to beat Spider-Man for it. There's a lot going on right now. It's just too much. But overall, thanks, EA.
Now, a leak shows a new Super Monkey Ball coming to the PS4 and the Switch.
Super Monkey Ball is one of my favorite games.
Yeah, it's a good classic game. Mm-hmm. Gearbox, who is making Borderlands Tris, confirms that cross-play will not be available at launch, but will be working to add it at a later time.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, there you go. Shadow Pokemon and a Team Rocket event have come to the Pokemon Go community.
You know they just hit 1 billion downloads?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
1 billion?
That's not billion. Bad. I think they were sitting at 800-something million in May.
So, okay. Yeah.
Pretty cool, man. It was 500 million in the first month, and here we are. They've hit 1 billion.
Let's say I've been giving my 7-day streaks every single day.
Every time.
Oh, not my 7-day, but my daily streaks.
Yeah, yeah.
Play the game every day.
If you encounter, you haven't encountered Shadow Pokemon we talked about, right?
No, I haven't had a chance to.
I had to, because there's an event for it, like a quest line thing for it, you know? So I've been trying to find them. They are a little bit difficult to find at times, but I think it might just be this little area because we don't have a lot of Pokestops here.
So we need to take a weekend trip to Plainfield or something.
Yeah, I do think so. I actually think also they just brought back Rayquaza. Fuck yeah.
You said that's the one thing you missed.
And you see the shiny today. Version.
Yeah, it's black.
It's fucking black. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So, I know our buddy David, Undead Red Bull, he was out, couldn't find no fucking raids by him, and he was like, dude, I need Rayquaza. I need that shiny one. It looks fucking sick. I'm like, same. And I'm already waiting for them to tell me when the legendary raid hour is, where it goes 6 or 7, because I'm leaving work early. I don't give a fuck. Also, this Saturday's community day with Ralts. Got their special move. It's going to be from 4 to 7, your local time. I hope to God we're done moving people by then, because I would really...
Oh, God, we're doing that. I forgot.
Yeah, thanks for someone mentioning my name. Really appreciate it.
I didn't say shit.
Shout out, Melissa and Jesse.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, maybe it was worded weird that she told you that she was thinking about asking me.
I don't know.
Either way, but we are going to be done by 4, because if you don't think I need to get all these motherfucking Ralts...
done well before 4.
Hell yeah, because we got Ralts to go catch with special moves and fucking Rayquazas to get, Joey. Thanks. I love Pokemon Go.
There's Pokemon.
I mean, yeah, but Pokemon Go has been kicking ass lately with their
events.
They
really have, though. With the community days, yes. Like, every so often.
Making it 4 to 7. Changing it from Saturday to Sundays and going, you know, kind of going back and forth.
They're working
it.
With me. I like it.
Yes, and that's the thing. They really are.
They're literally working with me.
You were like, oh, no, I work Saturdays. Like, oh, it's Sunday. Then you're like, oh, wait, I get to work every other Saturday. Oh, okay, here, it's back on Saturdays for you. Oh, you can go work 6 to fucking 2? It's 4 to 7. Don't worry about
like,
it.
Dude, this is amazing. They listen to us.
Yeah, Niantic really is into you.
Yeah, I just found out I actually work every Saturday.
Oh, wait.
But every other Saturday is only 8 hours, but it's still every fucking Saturday.
Yikes.
Dude, I'm pissed.
Yeah, but...
That's another podcast.
Sorry.
The original Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie is getting a Blu-ray release.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
It's time for Avenged Sevenfold members... to come to the Call of Duty Black Ops DLC thing, Operations Apocalypse Z. So might as well, they make all the fucking music for Call of Duty.
They play
so.
Them. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. We did that. Rocko's Modern Life. I loved this show as a young lad, a young little asshole when I had one. Rocko's Modern Life, very enjoyable show. And Netflix is like, hey man, we're fucking you over by getting rid of The Office, but here's Rocko's Modern Life, coming very, very soon, August 9th.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. I'm definitely gonna be watching that. I really like that show.
That's pretty cool.
EA announces Plants vs. Zombies 3 are coming to your cellular devices.
I signed up for the beta testing.
I bet you did.
I'm doing it for the podcast, man.
Love it. Overwatch is overhauling their matchmaking. They're doing a roll queue. It's on PTR. It's out to everybody September 1st. Is that something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up. They do have a new character. That's what you're going with?
No, not yet.
Okay. Spoiler. Sorry.
New hero, Sigma.
He's a tank.
Yep.
He doesn't have any shoes. It's bare feet, Joey.
Not to be really honest, I am dead to the PC world for
I know you are, but I want to ask you this question. So, a couple of other things. You have a DPS role, a tank role, a support role. Now, you used to have to do 10 matches to get ranked. Now you only have to do 5 per role. So if you say, fuck it, I only want a DPS role this season, you only have to do 5. But if you want to do each one, it's a total of 15, technically. So, whatever. Anyway, what I wanted to ask you is, so the game, the health of the game. I know that you're out of the PC world, so it's kind of difficult, but as you know, the GOATS comp, heavy on the tanks, not a lot of DPS action, none of that anymore, right? Okay, so some people are saying, Overwatch developers are like, fuck it, we don't know how to fix it. Here's a roll queue. I'll argue that, and I'll say that Jeff Kaplan, when the game even launched, they said that they were already talking about the roll queue could be something that they eventually unveil, right? Do you think for the health of the game that the roll queue is better for it, for like the health and longevity of it?
Well, now, is there a cap to this roll queue?
Now, like, what do you mean?
Like 2 tanks, 2 support?
It is. It's 2-2-2.
Okay. No, yeah, that definitely changes the whole dynamic then.
Okay.
Because then you're forced to change up comps. You can't run Orisa, Reinhardt, Roadhog. You can't run 3.
Yeah. You can't run, like...
You can't run a D.Va with a Reinhardt and a Zarya.
Right. I agree.
And also, you can't run a fucking Zenyatta with a fucking Brigitte and Anna.
Anna or Moira or any of that shit. Yeah,
you can't run, like, all the triple OPs. The GOATS comps.
Yeah, so, I agree. I also love that. I know I saw a lot of people really butthurt about it, and I'm like, you know, here's the thing.
Those are the butthurt people that play GOATS.
Exactly.
That don't know how to play anything
but
else.
But it's my biggest thing about this is, okay, so not just from enjoying of the gaming experience, because I already told my brother, I was like, as soon as this launches, I will go back to Overwatch playing it. This is so fun. But it's not even just that. So last year was season 1 of the Overwatch League. I loved watching it. It was so fun. This season, haven't watched a whole lot. You know why? Because it's really fucking boring to watch 3 tanks and 3 healers just go at each other. It's not fun. Where's the skill in that? I like seeing a Widowmaker or a Hanzo or somebody or a Tracer. You know, I like see or a McCree or any of those DPS characters, you know, where there's a little bit more skill to that. And I think now, from a viewing standpoint, when it comes to their league and the health of their league, it helps a lot. It's already unveiled. You could already, now when you watch this stage, they're already got roll queue in. It's already 2-2-2. Okay. They got rid of the fucking GOATS thing as fast as they could because people were like, man, this is fucking boring. Like, it's just fucking Zarya fucking crossing streams, man.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Yeah, I know they're trying to rework Roadhog into making him more of a main tank. We'll see.
That guy's been reworked so many times. I fucking love the Hog.
I know you do.
I mean, I'll still run it, but fuck.
Yeah, whenever you get a PC that works, but...
It was really lazy.
But no, I am actually really excited for this. I think this helps the game a lot.
Yeah. So, should be good for them. Now, PlayStation 4's Spider-Man is now the best-selling superhero game of all time, surpassing Batman Arkham City. Boom, congratulations, man. To
Bam, dude.
Marvel.
Arkham City was such a good game.
It really fucking was. Phenomenal. But, hats off to Spider-Man.
Hell yeah.
The entire Batman Beyond series is coming to Blu-ray this October. Spooky.
Shout out to the Freakster because he loves that show.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which we have purchased and played. We'll be doing a review shortly. We played We played quite a bit of it the first night.
Yeah.
And then
I went home and went a little bit further.
Right. And then I don't know what happened over the weekend. I think we were doing shit.
You chose Smash Bros.
It's hard not to play Smash Bros.
I know, man.
It's so hard. That's like last Saturday. I was sitting there. I'm like, yo, Nick, what's up? And we just played fucking Smash Bros. For like 8 hours. And I'm like, dude, it's midnight. I gotta go to bed. But I've been playing Smash Bros. All day. I love it. But we will be doing a review on that.
Oh, yeah.
But they are adding Colossus and Cyclops, which should have already been in the game. Whatever. But they're free DLC August 30th, which is good. Like I said, they should have already been in the game. Whatever. They've also announced that Loki would be a playable character. Pretty dope. They announced Marvel Knights, which will include Blade, Morbius, Punisher, and Ryan's favorite, Moon Knight.
Yeah, it's $20. Get the whole season pass. It's three of them. It's Marvel Knights, it's Fantastic Four, and it's X-Men. They're each going to bring their own set of characters. I believe they're going to bring their own kind of stories to the game, too.
Now, who do you get from X-Men? I mean,
they didn't announce any of them yet.
Well, I was about to say, so we got the Moon Knight
they
one.
They only showed you Marvel Knights.
Well, I'm saying, but the Fantastic Four is the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, and Doctor Doom, probably.
Right, but I'm saying, like, what do you get for X-Men? Who do they bring in?
Gambit. Storm.
Ooh. Storm's in already, no?
Did she?
I think so.
I haven't seen her, and I got to my X-Men mission.
You know what? I don't know, honestly.
I don't think she is.
I thought she was.
I'm not sure. But if she's not, Storm, maybe Jean Grey.
Yep.
How many were in this one? Four?
Yeah, they're four packs.
And then Fantastic Four. Four of them. I definitely believe Gambit.
Did you get Nightcrawler? No, Nightcrawler's
already
in it.
He's in it. Yeah. Yep. Maybe Rogue?
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that one, actually. I'm a little torn. That's tough.
Interesting. All right.
And we know it's not Deadpool because he's already in the game.
Right. Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Sure will.
Now, Ryan, we are in July, which means the June list should be out because we're at the end of July.
Yep.
What are the top 10 best-selling games for June 2019?
All right. Let's go bottom to the top. Number 10, Days Gone. Still hanging in there. Number 9, Mario Kart 8. Number 8, NBA 2K19. Number 7, the best video game selling, best video game, superhero video game of all time. Spider-Man. Yeah. Number 6, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. It's like the list listens to us. Number 5, Minecraft.
Interesting.
Number 4, The Juggernaut. GTA 5.
Bro, I was waiting for it. I'm like, it's probably going to be number 7. Like, number 4? Fuck.
Number 3, the best-selling video game of 2019 thus far, Mortal Kombat 11. New character, trailer tomorrow. Number 2, Crash Team Racing.
Oh, that's right.
And number 1. I hope you've watched these on Twitch if you get a chance. These are really fun to watch people do these.
Super Mario Maker 2. Yes.
Yeah. That's actually really fun, man.
It does.
I don't think I would. I think I'd get pissed doing it, but I would really. I do like when watching other people play their other people maps.
Yeah, I do too. I would enjoy it, but there's some maps, like the impossible level.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's ones where you have 20 seconds to complete it.
Can't do it.
Like, there's some smart people out there. Like, I give them props for making those maps.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's cool. Now, Mike, Metal Mike's favorite game, Monster Hunter World, has now shipped 13 million copies. Congratulations. Avengers Endgame will be out on Blu-ray August 13th.
Digitally, you can get it now.
Yeah, digitally now. The Arrowverse is getting a royal treatment this Comic-Con season.
Yeah, it did. It's this is the final one for Arrow. This is their last season, season 8. And, all the Entertainment Weekly and all the different site, you know, video game sites, pop culture sites, everything, really, you know, sitting down with Stephen Amell and the rest of the crew and going over, because this is the Crisis on Infinite Earth. This is it. This is going to be huge. Joey, there's a rumor that the guy that played Superman in Smallville is going to fucking play Superman in this one.
See, that would be cool as shit.
Fucking A, right, dude. That's what I'm saying. But, It's been really cool for somebody that is a huge fan of Arrow and the rest of the Arrowverse shows. I highly recommend anybody to watch them. They are very good. But it's been super cool, but also bittersweet because I know it's coming to an end. And That's my favorite, one of my favorite comic book heroes, Green Arrow. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. Now Marvel has finally unveiled their Phase 4.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit.
Yeah, so they announced at San Diego Comic-Con. I got a list of movies. It's movies and shows. It's a total of 10 things. 10 things. I'll go in order of when they're supposed to be released. First, May 1st, 2020, the Black Widow movie. Awesome. All right. It takes place right after Civil War. That's what the whole gist of it is. Maybe they show you Budapest finally. Cool. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, this show that will be on Disney Plus, will come in fall 2020. The Eternals, starring Angelina Jolie and Rob Madden.
That's going to be a Madden? Movie. Rob That's going to be good.
Yeah, November 6, 2020. Cool. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. We finally get the proper Mandarin. That will be February 12th, 2021. Then the Loki TV show, spring 2021. WandaVision, the TV show, spring 2021. Those will obviously be available on the Disney Plus. You know, fucking Marvel, man, and Disney. You cheeky bastards. You give me fucking shows that lead into the fucking movie, so I have to get your service. You cheeky bastards. I was doing it anyway, don't worry. And then, May 7th, 2021. We are going into a little bit of the horror side of Marvel. It's Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
I can't wait.
Which will include Scarlet Witch.
It will tie in directly from the show.
Fuck.
Dude, that's going to be lit, but that's so far away.
It is. It's about 2 years, just about. But it's going to be a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Strange is weird.
Yeah, the Doctor of Weird, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he is strange.
Yeah. Oh, and I heard the gloves are going to be on. Doctor Strange's gloves.
I love Doctor Strange.
I know. The What If animated series, which will include the voice of all the Marvel cast. It's them doing their actual voices. Cool. Spring 2021 on the Disney Plus. Then we get Thor, Love and Thunder. November 6, 2021 with Jane Foster. As Thor. Natalie Portman returns to the MCU. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get there. Not going to be understood how this is going to make sense to me. Because now they're saying Guardians is going to take place after this movie. But like we saw Endgame and he's totally on this shit. I don't know. So confused. And then we have Hawkeye, the series, finishing up fall of 2021. And that is Phase 4. Also announced at the very end, Blade. Holy fuck, we're getting Blade in the MCU. And then Kevin Feige's bitch ass says, oh yeah, I didn't even get to talk about Guardians 3, Black Panther 2, Fantastic Four, X-Men. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
That was all lies.
Phase 5. Fun fact today, Ryan Reynolds posted, because, you know, he's Deadpool. This is the 5-year anniversary since the first one released, I believe. Or since it got picked up that it was going to be an official movie. And he made a bunch of pictures of Taki Waititi, the director of Thor, and a bunch of Kevin Feige and all that. He goes, oh, Phase 5? Question mark. Is Deadpool coming in Phase 5? Ooh. We don't know.
Nobody knows.
But yeah, so many possibilities. The Doctor Strange one obviously gravitates to me because I'm like, that motherfucker really is introducing the multiverse. That son of a bitch.
He's the one to do it, though. Yep, he really is. That's all he's about.
And I think it makes sense that's going to happen before Jane Foster Thor, because I think that's the only way we can get Jane Foster's Thor is because of the multiverse.
Or is that how we get Thor?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Boo, 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 boo. I don't know. Now, I mean, with this whole multiverse thing, the whole fucking timeline doesn't matter. Like, people dying does not matter. So, that's what I'm actually not looking forward
to. Don't tell me that my tears didn't matter, Joey. I felt those were real tears.
They were, but now I'm like, I wasted them.
You didn't.
I wasted
them. I believe them. Iron Man's totally dead.
The one we know. He's but dead. Iron Man's not dead.
I don't think you'll ever see Robert Downey anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Our Iron Man's dead. Yeah, yeah. But Iron Man is not
dead. Yeah, they can give me some random Joe Schmo as Iron Man. Fuck him. It's not the same.
What happens if it is him again?
Oh my god, I'd be pissed.
But it's just like Tropic Thunder. Oh, he's black. He's a different race.
He's black. I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
Fuck, oh god, if that happened, I don't know what I would do. I'm like, I'm ready to get hurt all over again. Oh, excuse me. GTA, since it's, you know, one of the top selling games still, has a new expansion with casinos, and you can use real money to buy chips And people are, they're on the fence.
Here's the thing. And why that whole topic was really, like when I saw the article and when I read it, it was very misleading with the title. Just like that is. Because, yeah, but you've already been doing that.
As I said, don't you buy in-game money with the shark card,
right?
Yeah.
You have to do the same thing to buy the chips. It's not like you can gamble in the game. You can gamble, don't get me wrong. You gamble in the game at your casino, but you can't cash out to, like, return money to yourself. Real money. You just have game money.
Right.
So, like, the people that are so mad, and I'm like, but you know what? This is why GTA stays in the top 10. This is why GTA is the most successful video game of our generation, probably of all time. That's why. Because of things like this. GTA 5 has been around how long now? 6 years? Are we going on...
GTA 5, yeah.
Yeah, it's been going on 7 years almost, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's gone through 2 generations of consoles, and it's... There's no sign of it stopping.
Yeah, it was fucking like, where's 4, six? Joey! Why do you need 6?
It was number 4 in June!
Yep.
You know, I mean, I love what GTA does. I honestly sat there and thought about buying it for $15 on the fucking PlayStation just because. Because I'm like, that's fucking cool! I can go in a casino and play blackjack! That's so fun! I get what people are saying. I get the whole, oh, my kid's playing it. It's a fucking mature rated game! Why is your kid on it? Unless you're okay with it. Ah, oh, fucking a hooker and killing somebody for drug money. That's different. But gambling?
Really? That's where I draw the line.
God damn it. Like, I don't know. I always find that shit funny. There's another one down the road on this list that I find hilarious too. But regardless, I love what GTA does, man. They don't know how the fuck to do that with Red Dead, but god damn it, they're so good with GTA.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you see an issue with it?
No.
No? Yeah, that's what I thought. There's so many people butthurt. But what's weird is, in certain countries where gambling is illegal, it's just, you can't go to the table. You just, like, you go up to it, and there's nothing there, and you can't do it. They block it out. Pretty weird.
Yeah, that's restrictions.
That's what happens if you don't live in America.
Not even. We're so sheltered here, too.
I can still gamble in GTA, Joey. That's all that matters. All
right. I'm just saying. We could do way better, but...
Yeah, we probably could. You're right. Yeah. Never stop trying to be better.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nintendo will be repairing people's Joy-Cons for free that are suffering from the drift problem. Drift problem is the Joy-Con just moves on its own. You just start moving.
Yeah.
And you get and if you already paid to get it fixed, you'll get refunded.
Yep, and it's right after there was a lawsuit announced against them.
Oof. I didn't know you could sue people for that.
I didn't either, because I would have done that for my Elite controller. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or any of my 360 controllers.
Yeah, any of them. I just love when we went over there, like, holy fuck, is that real? Because mine's doing that.
Yeah, I was just playing it the other day, and I was... Donkey Kong just started moving. And I'm like, why? Where are you going, motherfucker? And then I started moving my Joy-Con. It's like, click, click. And I'm like, ah. That bitch is broke.
I thought of you. It's not on here, but you were talking about Mario Rabbids now like a couple times. Did you say they're making a Rabbids party game exclusively for China?
No.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Arcade 1-Up is releasing a special Marvel Heroes arcade machine. And this machine will include the following games. Marvel vs. Capcom, The Punisher, and X-Men Children of the Atom. This is part of Marvel's 80 years of celebrating.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's badass. I think it's super expensive. I'm pretty positive it was really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. Especially Marvel vs. Capcom. Badass.
Mm-hmm. Now, EA Sports hooked us up. We already went over
I
that.
I went over it. Keep gone.
So, Madden 10, or Madden 20,000, whatever the fuck it is now.
20.
You get it for 10 hours, yeah.
Yep.
Xbox is redesigning their home screen, and they're removing Cortana.
Yeah, the home screen. I couldn't find an image of it. I saw it the other day. Right now, it's in if you have like that. What's that thing called? Where you get everything first. You get to try everything first.
Yeah.
I don't know. That. I'm pretty positive. I signed up for that a long time ago, and I still don't have it. It's kind of bugging me. But regardless, whatever. It looks actually really nice. Like now, you know how when you're on your home screen. And your game's there, and then you have, like, a couple of the recently things you clicked. Yours probably just says Netflix, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Wow. But you know what I'm saying?
It's HBO now.
I just know there's not very many video games on there because those video games are played on the Switch.
They are.
But then you know how like you would have to go up and then you'd have to go to My Games and pull up that whole thing? Mm-hmm. Okay, well now it's like on the left side of your screen here. Sorry if you can't visually see this, but...
No, actually you're pointing over there.
Yeah, fuck off. The game that you just played or whatever you have is here. Then it has like columns and it's like, oh yeah, here's your games for my thing. You don't have to actually go to that additional screen
anymore. Oh, good, because that's what you're paying the ass of like, okay, open up My Games and Apps.
Yes.
My Games. Install.
Now it's like My Games, My Apps, this, that. It's real nice. And also, fuck Cortana, because I'm tired of her always picking me up out of nowhere.
Dude, right? Even when I'm just like playing Minecraft or something with Melissa and Jesse, what can I help you with? Who the fuck asked you? I yelled creeper and you pop up? Why?
Who's the creeper here?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, Xbox.
No, I can't stand Cortana on there. It's poorly done. Half those AI assistants are fucking poorly done.
You know why? Well, you wouldn't because you haven't played Halo 5. That's why you know why Cortana's fucked, bro. Oh,
maybe. I'll get back to you later on that one. But it's
a full circle.
The AI thing, most AI thing, like when you do that, they're fucking terrible. Siri is the only one I've enjoyed. She's pretty good. Or he, depends, sorry.
Yeah.
I use an Australian Siri.
You don't know, it's 2020, bro.
You're right. It's, what?
Doom 1, 2, and 3 are on now on the Switch.
Did you hear what they fucking did? Bethesda fucking releases Doom 1, 2, and 3 on the Switch, and the fucking day it goes live, people fucking freak out because when you try to play them, it made you have to sign up for a Bethesda account. And people are like, what the fuck? I don't need that. And they're like, oops, sorry. And then they like, had to get rid of it. Like, we don't know why that happened. No, motherfuckers, you know why that happened because you're trying to get people to get your fucking account. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Just give them fucking Doom 1, 2, and I guess 3 on the fucking Switch. 3's the one I think that a lot of people don't like. 1, 2 are decent. And then 3, the one where everybody's like, nah.
To be honest, I don't know.
I just know it's Doom!
Doom guy. Apparently he's going to be the next Smash
fuck
Bros.
Fuck off,
character,
I'll be so pissed.
So
I'll be so fucking pissed.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't get Master Chief, but I get fucking Doom guy.
Doom guy's in Mortal Kombat!
No, he's
isn't
not.
Isn't he?
No, that's
was
another
he
rumored?
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Because he's a fucking demon killer.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, whatever, man. Ryan, if you could live in any location from a video game, where would it be?
The Kanto region.
You motherfucker. I think I said the Kanto region.
I only said Kanto because of Pikachu.
Fucking nerd.
But I guess really any of them, honestly. But if I really had to think about, because you can find Pikachu in basically any game, correct? At this point, you can find him in anyone.
Yeah.
I find him.
Give
I,
or take.
I found him like, immediately in one of my other games. So
yeah.
So if I had to pick a Pokemon region,
well, it doesn't have to be Pokemon.
No, but I am picking a Pokemon. Oh, my okay. point was, no matter what, it was a Pokemon region. I really like the Johto region, though.
It's a good region.
That's a fun one. I like that one. The Alola region's different, but that's a lot of water you gotta... I don't like the whole island thing. It's not my thing. No, probably the Johto. Kanto or Johto.
All right.
That's what you wanted, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I said, oh, Kanto. That'd be so cool.
It is!
All right, so... Damn, I don't know. There's honestly a lot. I would not live in the Halo world.
No.
That's bullshit.
Nope, wouldn't do that. The Horizon one feels that's a lot going on.
Yeah, Gears of War, fuck that.
Fuck that. God of War, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Assassin's Creed?
I mean, I feel like that's just a normal world, but just an assassin.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
It's kind of gay.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could stick with Kanto, because that's a good one.
All right.
You can't beat Kanto.
I would say... Dragon Ball Z universe. Nah, fuck that, because I die.
Yeah, fuck
I'm
that.
Just a person.
You know, you get to give up your energy randomly all the time.
Like, oh my god, why do I feel so weak, Goku?
Fuck!
Yeah, and then I don't get it back. Yeah, it's a bad return. Yeah, probably can't, though.
It's so cool. Any of the Pokemon regions.
Yeah, any
so
Pokemon
awesome.
Region. Agreed. PS Now announces 6 new games that are coming in August.
They weren't very good, that's why I didn't list them.
Copied that. Booga. Booga?
Booga. You got it right.
Bahuga.
No.
Booga.
Booga.
Is a 16-year-old. Is a 16-year-old who wins Fortnite World Cup and takes home $3 million.
Bro, last place, 50th, took 500,000. The fuck am I doing with myself?
50th? Bruh.
Or no, it was 80 grand. No, 500,000.
I don't give a shit.
Either way.
Give me a grand for 50th place.
You know what I love about this is now it's on everything. And he was on Jimmy Kimmel, you know, which is badass. No, Jimmy Fallon, not as badass.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon's okay.
Jimmy Kimmel's so much better,
though. Yeah, Kimmel's way better.
Yeah, Carlos and I just had this talk today. He hates Jimmy Fallon but loves Jimmy Kimmel. Either way, though, I'm really glad that, again, esports, it's showing its really mass appeal to everybody. It really is. And this 16-year-old won $3 million. Fuck my kid playing sports, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Go like, do this and win.
Like, Dad, I want to play football. Fuck you. You're playing fucking Madden.
Yeah, if play you want to Fortnite. Play football.
Right?
Joey would pain him if his child played Fortnite, but fuck it for the money.
Ugh. Like, play a real man's game. Be good at Smash, bro.
But they don't win as much.
Well, some tournaments do.
$3 million, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're going to have to play with the money.
At 16 years old?
Yeah.
What was really cool, you can watch the footage of him when he won. So the way they did it was because they didn't want to just value people for camping. You had a score, which went based on, like, your kills, your lifetime, like, all that, right? He was eliminated, I think, like, fourth, fifth towards the end. But he was, like, 20-something points ahead of everybody else. He already knew he won. So you could see him. The camera shows him. He just starts smiling because he knows, like, oh, my God, I just won. Badass. Beat Ninja.
Damn.
That guy's not that very good.
Yeah. But, no, cool. Congratulations to him. Heroes of the Storm adds a new hero, Quaya. I don't know if that's right. And a new rank season knows the Storm League. So, there's that. Movies and games, releasing in August. Ryan, go.
We do the movies first. Hold on. We do it. Okay, movies. There's actually only really three big movies coming out this month. August 2nd, which is this week, Hobbs and Shaw. Okay.
Yeah, it looked all right.
Erdos Elba. I like him. November, or August 9th. Dora the fucking Explorer, bro.
Oh, God, that's right. They did make that.
Danny Trejo's boots. Let's fucking get it. And August 14th, Angry Birds Dose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's go to games, right? August 1st, Fortnite Season X. 10. But they've said X. August 2nd, Madden NFL 19 for PC, PS4, Xbox One.
19 or 20?
20. God fucking damn it. Sorry.
Okay.
August 9th, Sword Art Online Fatal Bullet for the Switch Complete Edition.
Lit.
August 20th, Remnants from the Ashes for PC, PS4, and Xbox One, and Undermine for the PC. August 22nd, Onaki, PC, Switch, and PS4. Also coming out that day, Life is Strange 2 Episode 4 for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. August 27th, World of Warcraft Classic.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah. August 30th, The Blair Witch Game for PC and Xbox One.
Ooh, spooky game.
Spooky. Same day, Astral Chain for the Switch. And finally that day, The Dark Pictures, Man of Medan, PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Thank you.
No, thank you. The Outer Worlds is coming to the Switch. That's a game. Look it up. Ryan discusses the newest original series, The Boys.
Many of you might know, I don't work with Joey anymore, so when I make these notes, I think a lot about myself, so here I go.
Aww.
The Boys is a new Amazon show from Seth Rogen. It's about superheroes and corporations owning the superheroes, and superheroes are kind of dicks. Kind of fucking assholes. Not gonna lie. It's pretty cool, though. If you really enjoy the Injustice story from DC, which I think a lot of people, that's one of their favorite storylines. It's very good. Superman's evil. You know what I mean? This is kind of similar to that. And it's a fun take on it. It's 8 episodes. I think they're like an hour each. Highly recommend watching it. It's one of my favorite shows right now. It's awesome. But yeah, it's very good. Immediately when I watched it, I was like, oh, Joey, Carlos, Jack, they would love this show.
I will have to check that out. Because I have Amazon Prime. That's how you watch it, right?
Yeah. You can also watch Jack Ryan on that. That's Jim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also very good.
Nice. The PS4 becomes the fastest-selling console to reach 100 million units, 5 years, 7 months. However, the Nintendo Switch is on pace to break this record, currently at 36 million in 2 years, 5 months.
Do you know who's number one? Who? The most units sold?
What?
PlayStation 2. Do you know how many millions units they sold?
101.
153 million. Okay. That's fucking nuts.
The PlayStation 4 is not going to touch it. It would have to average like another 10 million for 5 years, and it's not going to because the console's dying now. But
yeah.
But isn't that crazy though? Yeah, because I think the Switch just broke into the top 15, just kicked out the 64.
Damn.
Yeah, it had to kick out its own. Yeah. It's fucking rough out here. But yeah, but PlayStation's done a fantastic job.
Yep. Master Chef Collection is adding Forge maps from Halo 3, Halo 4, and Reach. And then Call of Duty, their new, what are they, Modern Warfare now again?
It's Modern Warfare, yeah.
Yeah. So they revealed one of their new Killstreak perks called White Phosphorus.
Do you know what White Phosphorus is, Joey?
Yeah. It's okay. It's phosphorus.
Yeah, the burns people's skins.
Yeah, it burns without like anything being there.
Yeah.
It's like, ow. Ow, I'm really fucking dying.
So, people are pissed. Some people are a little upset about it. And they're like, Activision, say something. They can't say shit.
Is it because it's white phosphorus?
No, what it is because you're getting it as a reward. You're using it as a reward. It's a kill streak. Okay, again, go ahead. I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did nobody play the other ones when there was a fucking napalm strike? Where you drop fucking fire?
Or a nuke?
Or a nuke? Or a fucking chopper with a fucking cannon on it that's just like, I'm going to blow your fucking legs off, kid.
It's not even just that. You're literally playing a game where you snipe somebody in the head. What the fuck do you want?
That's what I'm saying.
And like, what's here's the thing. Like, people, like, remember No Russian?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a brutal
mission. This is what these fuckers do, man. And they're trying to do this again with this game. They're trying to make that kind of moment again.
See, honestly, like, as hard as that moment was, like, that made that game 1,000 times better. Yeah. Like, they broke all the limits.
Yeah. The biggest thing with this, why the Modern Warfare series does so well when they has their stories, is because they're stories that kind of make you think, like, am I really, like, the good guy? Or, like, what? Because this is kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is going to do again. And the White Phosphorus, it's been used in other military games before. Like, I think there was one called Spec Ops or something like that. There's a video game called that, right? And you have to make the decision using it. It's really fucked up. Either way, you're literally playing a video game that's in war, and you shoot motherfuckers in the head.
I'm just saying, if you don't think we use that in real life, worldwide...
It's not it. That's why they're saying, they're like, but you're giving it to somebody as a reward. But like you said, there's fucking napalm. You sick dogs on people.
I like to think there's way worse things out there than fucking phosphorus.
Fuck.
Like you said, there's a kill streak that's a nuke.
I just laughed.
Nuke.
I laughed so hard. I see this huge Twitter chain and people are freaking out because the way it was presented, because Call of Duty, like, in one moment, the director that was working on the campaign is like saying how this is going to be like a really deep kind of story. It's going to be very like, you're going to be really into it, like interactive in it. And you're like, oh fuck, like what am I doing? But everybody knows there's two separate games when a Call of Duty comes out, right? Usually, except for the last one. There's the story and there's the multiplayer. They're whole different things. So the Call of Duty Twitter is like, hey, everybody, woo, guess what? You use White Phosphorus in fucking Call of Duty, woo. Everyone's like, why the fuck are you happy about that? Because it's a fucking kill streak, asshole. What are you bitching about? I don't understand. You're playing a game that's based around war and you're killing each other. That's what gets you? The phosphorus is what gets you?
Right.
God damn.
I hope they look at that and be like, wow, if they think that's bad, wait till they see what's at a fucking 15 kill streak. Because that's a 7.
That'd be so great. And that's why people like this have fucking problems. And I think you skipped Fortnite, so I'm going to go to it real quick.
You already went over that, though.
No, but I just done? Said it comes out. I didn't tell you what it had.
Who gives a shit?
Our listeners, because they're 12-year-olds. Well, yeah, what up? Fork Knife Season 10, or Season X, launches tomorrow, August 1st, and they had a trailer come out today, and guys, fucking Dusty Depot's back.
Dusty Depot? Holy shit.
Joey gets it. But it was actually really cool, because they're going through the trailer, and it's like a... I love that every time they do a trailer, it's always a generic skin. Fuck Fortnite, because they know people hate generic skins. Pieces of shit. Anyway, he's like going through this, like, it looked like this ball of energy that's by Loot Lake, I think it is, blew up. Sent him into, like, a riff kind of thing, and it's, like, time travel thing, and it's showing you all the different things from all the different seasons. So Season 10, as it should be, is going to be a lot of reminiscing in the past of what the 10 seasons of Fortnite has been. that's pretty cool, because for some of us that, you know, maybe got on the game a little bit later, didn't get to play the first couple of seasons, or didn't get super into it, or didn't get the battle pass, so I'm really excited for this, what's gonna be, what this is going to be, because as the only Fork Knife supporter on this show, I got to bring the energy. Dusty fucking Depot.
Yeah, Dusty Depot! Yeah.
I think Carlos would be really upset that you talked about PlayStation and didn't bash it.
I'm past that, Ryan.
Oh, no.
It fucking sucks.
Alright, Ryan, where can these lovely people find us and all that? And,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Sure. You can find us on Facebook.com/BigJBBShow. Twitter, it's @BigJBBShow. You can actually look for us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/BigJBBShow.
Oh, should we on Twitch, bro?
I try to play from time to time, man.
Nice.
Yeah, just trying to get out there, trying to get something going on Dead Red Bull.
Hey, let me know when I can stream on my Switch and go watch me play Smash Bros. For like 20 hours on the weekend.
You could. You just sign in as the account.
That's a thing? Alright, watch me this weekend.
Here it comes. And you can also listen to us on a variety of platforms, such as, and limited to, Apple Podcasts with your AirPods, fucking Spotify, Stitcher, a few of the other ones. Hell yeah. Check us out. Big J and BB Show. We in this bitch.
All right, Ryan. I like to mix things up, you know? We did the quote of the week from some asshole that used to be here. He was like, oh, it's going to be weak. Yeah, whatever.
Like a dry heat.
Fuck him. He's dead. He's not here anymore. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to evolve. I'm going to go to memes of the week. And then I ran out of memes because I haven't been saving any because I haven't been on my fucking phone because work sucks. So, Ryan, as you notice, I have a snack chair here, right? So, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing the snack in the podcast. All right, right here, I got a milk chocolate Reese's Big Cup. Big cup. It's a peanut butter lover's cup. It comes in 2 cups. It's a king size. Pretty fucking good. I highly recommend it. So when you're playing your games, you need some fuel, you need some chocolate, you need some peanut butter, get yourselves a Reese's cup, bro.
You stay breezy, Chicago.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.